Okay, Beis Chav Dalet, Amid Aleph, 24A1, 11 lines in the top of the page. Okay, the Gemara said there was an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Okay, what is the argument? It says like this, Tan Rabbanan, Ani Koyim Chavei Koyim. If a guy, two people come, this guy says, I'm a Koyim and my friend's a Koyim. So Naman Lachila Betruma, they can let each other eat Truma. But as far as lineage is concerned, we don't consider him a proper Kohen. Achiyu Shloisha, until there's three people. Shnayim Eden Alzeh, Ushnayim Eden Alzeh. Okay? So the Tanakhama says this. Two guys come, one guy says, I'm a Kohen, my friend's a Kohen. Okay? And the other guy says, I'm a Kohen, and my friend's a Kohen. So because there's two people testifying, basically, on each other, so they're allowed to eat truma, but they cannot get married to anybody else until there's three people. Okay, what do you mean the people say? Two people say this guy's a kohen. Two people say this guy's a kohen, but on themselves they're not believed. So therefore, if there's three people instead of two, me and you testify about him, him and you testify about me, and then we have proper to aid them. About the person he can have marry a kohen. So, but by for truma, the chachamim hold they're believed. The Yehuda Eimer ain't a naman lachila even to eat truma they're not believed. At yushloishin to those three people, shnayim eden alzeh, v'shnayim eden alzeh. Okay. So concerning truma, the chachamim hold we believe them, and the Yehuda says we don't believe them. Okay. So the Gemara says, so what do you see from there? Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't believe him to eat truma, because we're afraid, this guy's saying about him, and he's saying about him, to do each other favors. And then we don't believe him, because I don't believe you, me, they don't believe me, they don't believe you, because I'm saying about you, you're saying about me. We made up, you know, I say you say me. So the Gemara says, is that what it sounds like over here? V'rabbon and lechai shel gamer. And the chachamim are not afraid of gamer. Therefore, by truma, each one can testify against the next. I mean, for the next. But we heard the opposite. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, we're not afraid of gamlin, of favors, and of chomho, we are afraid. Where do we see that din? Because it says in the Mishnah like this, Hachamorim shenichnasu li'ir, donkey drivers coming into the city, transporting grain. One of them says like this, Shali Chodosh, my donkey is new grain, you can't eat it yet, but Shachaveda Yoshin, but my friends, you can eat his grain. Or he says, Shali Mis Eina Misukin, my grain is not fixed, meaning wasn't tithed, and Chaveda Misukin, and my friends are. So here's a very interesting story. One of them says, okay, that my stuff is not kosher and your stuff is kosher. Do we believe him or not? So the Chachamim hold ain't a Neman. He's not believed. Why? Because the Chachamim are afraid this is what they're doing in this town. The next town, they're going to do the opposite. Because if I say my stuff is no good and your stuff is good, people are going to believe me that your stuff is, you know, kosher and everything, because I'm saying about my stuff it's not good. Yeah? But the Gemara says we don't accept them as honest people, because in the next town, they're going to do the opposite. So in this town, you're going to sell your stuff, and next town, I'm going to sell my stuff. And people are going to believe us.
If he's already sold his stuff in this town, he doesn't have anything to sell in the other town.
No, but the other guy will sell.
But he cannot say no. He's not good. Mine is not.
I have a little bit left over, and I'll say the same thing. So it says, "Ein Neman." He's not believed. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Neman. He is believed. So here's mamish the opposite of our case. Our case, we say Rabbi Yehuda says, in our Mishnah, we're afraid when the guy says, "I'm a kohen and you're a kohen." So Rabbi Yehuda says we don't believe him to eat truma. Because we're afraid they're doing each other favors. But in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, they are believed. That means we're not afraid of doing each other favors. Right? So there seems to be a contradiction both between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and the Chacham and the Chacham's opinion. Here, the Rabbi Yehuda says we're afraid of favoritism and therefore they're not believed. The Chacham say we're not afraid of that and therefore they are believed. And over there, that Mishnah with the donkey drivers is just the opposite. So Amar Avada Barava, Amar Av, Mukhlefes Hashit. You know what? Just switch them around. So therefore, what's going to be is, in other words like this. One's a Braisa, one's a Mishnah. So make the Mishnah correct. That Rabbi Yehuda says they are believed, and the Chacham hold they're not believed. And our Braisa will turn around like the Mishnah there. Abaya says no. La'ilam la'itepuch. You don't have to turn it around. Why, by Rabbi Yehuda, by this story, is he believed? And by our story, they're not believed? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says like this. That is a question of demai. Remember we said demai is grain of an amoretz that we don't know, did he tithe or not? Right? Biblically, we believe him. The Chachamim said, we don't believe him. Because he's an Amoritz. You know, they lie. They're not necessarily going to do it. But nevertheless, there's no question that when you're talking about, I'm a Kohen, you're a Kohen, can he eat Truma? A non-Kohen eating Truma is capital punishment. Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Right? So over there, the Buddha says, by Truma, we don't believe him. Why by the case when he says mine was tithed and theirs wasn't tithed, you believe him? Because he says, by demai, he kilu. By the case of demai, they believe them because they're lenient. Why? Because reiv ameoritz ma'asrehim. Most ameratzim do tithe. Most of them do tithe. So therefore, in essence, we believe him. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yehuda, over there by demai, says we believe him.
Donkey driver?
The donkey drivers. We believe him that his was tithed, or the friend, his wasn't and the friend's was. Okay? Because the only fear is, are we afraid of favoritism? I'll do you a favor, you do me a favor. He said, by demai, we're not afraid of that. Why? Because by demai, most people separate truma. But by our case, you want to make him a coin to eat truma, that you have to be much stricter. But the Gemara says, Amar Rava, so Rava says like this, I don't understand. You only answered according to Rabbi Yehuda. But there's a contradiction to Chachamim also. Here the Chachamim by Truma say he is believed. And by Demai, the Chachamim say we don't believe him. That's also a contradiction. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Rabbanan and Rabbanan like Kasha, it's also a problem according to the Rabbanan. You didn't answer according to the Rabbanan. So he says like this. How do we answer the question? The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Leikashi Kedeshaninan. Okay? He says like this. Rabbi Yehuda, by the wagon drivers, believes him. By Truma, not like we just answered. This is Demai. It's not such a problem. Aye. Why do the Chachamim, by Demai, why are they stricter? If anything, they should be more lenient than Truma, because Demai is only rabbinic, and Truma is Minatera. He says like this, Rabbanan ad Rabbanan leikashe, k'da'ame Rabchamer Baruch, like Rabchamer Baruch, it says in another case, b'kshilei umnasi biyadi. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. The tools of his trade are in his hand. What does this mean? The Gemara explains. Just like in a different case, okay, the Gemara is going to say where Rami Barchamer says this. Where Rabbi Chama Bar Ukvami says, in a different case, we believe him because his tools of the trade are with him. So the same thing over here. What does it mean? Ha Chanami, when do the Chachamim hold? He's not believed. Over here by Demai, is speaking Kshlei Umnasa Biyodei. When the tools of his trade, meaning, he's carrying his tools demonstrating that he wants to sell it. I mean like this. The Farshim explained like this. When you want to sell grain, there's certain like a storekeeper has certain things that you need tools. For instance, you sell grain, yeah? So you need a thing to level it off. You sell grain in a basket, yeah? So you need to you're selling a guy a basket, so you need to level it off. So you need like a piece of metal that would just level off the grain. Or other things like that. Now, if the guy, over here by the case of the Mai, right? The donkey driver comes, and he says, my stuff is no good, his stuff is good. Okay? Now, if the guy comes with his utensils that shows he really wants to sell it, why is he saying his stuff is no good? It doesn't make sense. He obviously wants to sell it, because he has all those utensils with him, to measuring cups or the level things, whatever. So obviously he does want to sell it. Right? So why is he saying my stuff is no good, but my friend's stuff is good? So over here we're afraid of favoritism. Here I'll say my stuff is no good, your stuff is good. In the next town you'll say your stuff is no good and my stuff is good. In other words, the Rabbanim really hold, we're not afraid of favoritism, like by Truma. I'm a coin, you're a coin, you're a coin, I'm a coin. Chum said he could eat truma. What are we afraid of? They're doing each other favors? Why should you think that way? But here, there's a reason to think that they must be doing each other only doing it as a favor. Because if the guy's bringing his tools to sell, that means he wants to sell his stuff. So why is he incriminating his stuff by saying it's not good? It wasn't tithe. It's chadash. I mean, why would he be doing it? So here, it's more logical to say that the chachamim are afraid the guy wants to do it as favoritism. And if he does it as favoritism, he's not believed.
It could be covered when they come in the wagon. Could you cover
them? No, the Gemara says that you see the instruments. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that he is believed by the donkey drivers? Rabbi Yehuda says, this is demais rabbinic, it's no big deal. Chama said, no, I don't care if it's demais rabbinic. Here, there's a very strong reason to think the guys are doing it for favors for each other. So therefore, it's not a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a contradiction of Rabbanan and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is not a contradiction. By Truma, he says they're not believed because Truma is biblical. By Demai, he says they're believed because it's rabbinic. And the Chachamim hold the opposite. And he said, by Kohen, there's no selling, there's no reason to think of favoritism. The case of Demai is speaking only in a case when the guy brought his merchandise to sell, the selling merchandise, so then we can assume that they're doing favors towards each other. So he's not believed. But the Gemara says an interesting question. Rabbi Chama bar Okva say, he says, not, because Rabbi Chama bar Okva didn't say the din here about merchandise selling. He said it somewhere else. The Gemara said, where did he say it? Somebody told the case where he said it. Tanan, there's a Mishnah, it says like this. Hakadr Shanich de Reisav, a potter, okay, who's a Talmud Chochem, by the way, he put down his pots. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. And he went to drink water from the river. Meaning like this. Talmidei Chachamim were careful that all their kelim, all their food, even not truma, not hegdish, should be tahor. Okay? Halachically, you didn't have to. Just truma, you have to be pure. Truma has to be pure. Hegdish, the korbanos have to be pure. Technically, everyday food doesn't have to be pure. I'm talking even the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Talmidei Chachamim were very strict. Even their weekday, everyday food, they made sure the kelim were pure, the food was pure, no Talmidic person touched it. Now, an Amoritz, because they're illiterate, and they don't keep mitzvahs to the fullest, they weren't so careful about the laws of Tumen Tara. So any time a Talmid Chacham puts down his pots, and there's a possibility that an Amoritz touched it, it's Tomei. And a doubt, but it's Tomei. Because it's and obviously we'll see the cases where people are around there. So the mission in Taharis says like this. A Talmid Chacham had a bunch of pots. He went to take a drink from the river. So you have to go down to the river. So you didn't schlep your pots down to the river. He kept the pots on the road. And then he went down to the river to drink water. So it says like this. Hapnimius, the inner ones, meaning the ones further away from the people. Taharis, and Chitzenius Tameis. And the external ones are Tamei. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. So the Gemara says, Vatanya, but in another brach it says, Elu va'elu tmeis, both are Tamei, the inner vessels and the outer vessels. Okay? Now, in other words like this, what the Mishnah says, the inner ones, which were further away from people, we assume they didn't touch. The outer ones that were by the road, we assume an Amoritz touched them. So in other words, if this is the road, okay, and the guy would put down the pots here, but he made two layers, one on the street side and one inside. Yeah, put two, whatever, right? So the Mishnah says, the outer ones which are by the street, because it's a public thoroughfare, there's an assumption Amoritz touched it, kicked it, whatever. He touched it. So therefore, they're Tomei. The inner ones, we assume nobody touched it, and therefore they're Tor. So right away, the Gemara said, but in the Braisa says both are Tomei, the inside and the outside, meaning we're afraid both touched them. I mean, the Amoritz touched both. So, Amen, Abcham Baruch, Ve'bishlei Umnasa B'yodi. Meaning, the potter's hand, when are they both Tomei? Inside and outside? When people saw that these pots were for sale. How did they see they were for sale? They saw the owner of the pots, the Talmid Chacham, had his selling merchandise there. So people see they're for sale. If people see it's for sale, they go touching it. Inside and outside. The case which says the inside ones are tahor and the outside ones are tahor, well, the guy didn't bring his kalim. So therefore nobody thinks they're for sale. They think it's private people. Private people's thing. Nobody goes around touching. Huh? Yeah. No, it's a very logical concept. So over there, Rab Chama Bar Ukva said that if they're for, and again, this is logic. The bottom line is, if an Amoritz touched the pots, they're Tomei. If they didn't touch the pots, they're Tahor. So Rab Chama Bar Ukva said very simple. If they're for sale, everybody touches them. They want to look at them, see, good, bad, whatever. If they're not for sale, then the outer ones, by the way, even in overflow traffic, the Amoritz by mistake, when he was walking in the street, could have touched it, or banged into it a little bit. So those are all Tomei. The ones inside, away from the street, nobody touches them. Unless if they're for sale.
Why can't we say the Nimiyot? The Nimiyot means like Kelim, inside the Kelim. But we have to say side by side. You can say the same thing as Dafa, you know, if the Chisonio they touch a Pinimio, they're not going to touch inside. That would be the same thing. If it's for sale, they're going to touch.
No, because it says the reason for that is we're afraid. Rashi explains, because it's not even necessarily that Amoritz touched it, but his garment could have touched it. Don't forget, they used to wear long robes, right? So when you walk in the street, they fly around a little bit. Now, the Amoritz's garments are also Tamei. And their Tamei is going to make the Kalim Tamei. Now, if it's inside, he touched them both. So therefore, you can't say it means one inside the next. Primus Chitzenius means closer to the street, further away from the street. The ones closer to the street where people walk, we assume was touched, at least by the garment of Dam Haaretz, and the inner ones, the garments, don't go that far. So Rav Chama bar Ukva said, there's a difference if something is for sale or not, based on if the guy brought his tools or not. So same thing over here in our Gemara. Because the donkey driver brought his tools, so obviously he wants to sell it. So when he says, mine is no good, and his friends are good, it's obviously stupid, because he wants to sell his good. Why is he saying his stuff is no good? Why is he saying his stuff is inferior? And not usable? So then we don't believe him. So right away the Gemara asks, but another braisa says, Eilu v'eilu tahedus, the inner and outer are both tahor. This is a very interesting thing. There's three. There's the pots. One braisa says, inner is good, outer are no good. One braisa says they're both tameh, and one braisa says they're both tahor. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Chama bar Akva, speak very simply. Kshein, Klei umnase biyodei. When the guy doesn't have his utensils to sell. So then he's not selling. So therefore nobody touches him. So the Gemara asks, but Allah had the Tanan, Pnimis Tereth Vachitzenis Tameh Seichem Mishkachas Lo. So the Mishnah they brought down that the inners are no good, and I mean the inners are tar, and the outers are tar. Mimanashach, if he has brought his Kalim, then they both should be no good. If he didn't bring his kelim, they both should be good. So Gemara says, it's speaking like this. Smichel shusarabim. It's speaking when it's mamish next to the street. See, the Gemara initially thought it's only people touching it or not. So Gemara says, no, we're not afraid of people touching it. It's speaking, the inner parts are closer to the street, so the garments touch them and the outer ones not. Okay? Okay, now starts a new, Okay, that's the Chav Dalit Amid Beis. Huh?
What is
Chifufe means, Rabbi? Chifufe Rosh Hashanah means that next to the buffers of the Rosh Hashanah.
Buffer?
Okay, what they used to do is, in the street, don't forget, it wasn't like today cars, yeah? Animals went in the street. There were stores right off the street. They didn't want animals banging into the store, knocking over all the stuff. So they put like buffers. You know what buffers are? Like those tubes, whatever. To make a machitza. That they shouldn't come and animals bang into it.
Like the one they put in front of Thomas so that the car doesn't...
Right. So they used to do that in the street. So the pots that were right next to the buffer, people's clothing touched it when they walked in the street. Okay, now starts, for all those that came late, it's the new Gemara. I'm not relatively new.
Chavdalet
Amid Beis. Two, four, six, eight, 12 lines in the top. Okay, just to understand what's coming up now is like this. We learned before that if a guy comes and says, I'm a Kohen and my friend's a Kohen. Two guys come to town, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, I'm a Kohen and Shimon's a Kohen. Shimon says, I'm a Kohen and Reuven's a Kohen. Okay? So the Chachamim held, not the Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim held, that they're believed to eat truma. But we don't give them the yichus, the lineage of a kohen. That not. Okay? They can't work in a Beis HaMikdash, they can't have the status of the pure lineage of a kohen. But to eat truma, we believe them. Rabbi Yehuda says, even truma they can't eat. We don't believe them. The only time we learned that everybody says we believe them, if instead of two people, it's three people came. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Levi say Shimon's a Kayin. Shimon and Levi say Reuven's a Kayin. So there's two witnesses on each one, so then Reuven and Shimon are 100% good Kayin. But if that doesn't happen, the Chachamim hold you can eat Truma, and Rav Yehuda says you can't eat Truma. Okay? So the Gemara says, Iboy Sema, you can say like this. What's the argument between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim? First, the Gemara thought the argument is that they're doing it for favors to each other. So then we don't believe them. So Gemara says, no, there's another thing. This is a very interesting Gemara, by the way. If you see a guy eating truma, is that enough of a proof that he's a real kohen to work in the Beis HaMikdash or not?
No.
So Gemara says this is the argument, maybe, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, you let him eat truma. You know why? Because this guy, we're not going to allow work in the Beis HaMikdash anyway. Because the fact that he's eating truma is not enough of a proof that the guy's a kohen to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, let him eat truma, who cares? Rav Yehuda holds, no. Because the halacha is, if a guy eats truma, that's enough of a proof that he's a 100% true blue kohen, and he can work in the Beis HaMikdash. And that, everybody says he can't do. Even the Chachamim say, he can eat truma, but he can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yehuda says he can't eat truma. So Gemara says, what's the logic? The Chachamim hold, just because he eats truma, doesn't allow him to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, let him eat truma, I don't care. We're not going to make a mistake to allow him to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says he can't eat truma. Because if a Kohen eats truma, they're going to allow him to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's not allowed. No, even in Halacha today, by the way, Poskim, contemporary Poskim write, what happens if you don't know if a guy's a Kohen or not? Yeah? And you find on his tombstone of a grandfather, father's father, it says HaKohen. It says in contemporary Halacha, it's not a proof that guy's a Kohen. Because who writes the monument? Whoever wrote the manual. So what's a reliable source that checked into it and make sure? But like people say, who cares if it says what it says on the tombstone? It says Hakohen, say Hakohen. It does, because somebody's tombstone says Hakohen, it doesn't mean that they really checked him out that he's 100% a valid Kohen.
Whatever they pay him, he writes.
Huh?
Whatever they tell him, he would write.
Yeah, whatever they tell him, they write. So the guy thought, so the mother-in-law's dogs, cows, horse said, yeah, he's a Kohen.
It seems that working in Beit HaMikdash is more important than eating the truma.
Correct.
I thought truma is midoraita.
So is working in the Beit HaMikdash. But in the Beit HaMikdash, you have to be a Kohen Miyuchas. It's enough.
Wasn't there a punishment if you were not a Kohen and you would eat the truma?
Huh?
There's a punishment of someone that's not allowed to eat truma and eats the truma, no?
Well, by the way, it's interesting. At the bottom, he brings down what the Rishonim write. They're not testifying that the guy can eat truma. In other words, when we say a guy who eats truma, according to that opinion, it's enough of a proof that he can work in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a proof that he ate truma. Because the din is a Kohen who owns a non-Jewish slave, that slave could eat truma. Because he's owned by the Kohen, not like a Jewish slave. It's not owned by, so a Jewish slave works for a Kohen, he can't eat truma. But the Torah says, Kinyan Kaspo Hu Yechel Bay. The Torah says, what you acquire if you acquire a Goyish slave, he's allowed to eat truma. Now, if somebody testifies that this guy ate truma,
He could have been a slave,
not even Jewish, maybe. So it says, the Rishonim, right, when the Gemara speaks about proving from Truma to elevate him to a level of working in the Beis HaMikdash, is speaking when they saw people give him Truma as distribution. Because they brought him as, that you don't give to the slave.
If someone would have come to, just say, Yerushalayim for from Babel, and he's all alone by himself. He cannot testify to himself to be a Kohen?
Not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, no. The Beis Din would check it out.
He has
the Beis Din would check it out in the lineage. Like we said, or last I remember when it was, one of the main functions of the big Beis Din, the 71 Beis Din, in the Lishchas HaGozes, in the Beis HaMikdash, was to check out Kohen. What do you think that? The entire soul, they deal the smaller Bati Dinim did that. What was the job, the main function of the real big Beis Din? It says the main thing they did all day was to figure out which Kohenim have blemishes, which Kohenim are Kohenim Yuchasim, which are not Kohenim Yuchasim. I remember there's a Tesis, I don't remember where it is now. But Tesis discusses, a guy comes and says he's Jewish. You believe him? So you should know, be Alocha, just because a guy comes and says he's Jewish, you can't make him a chuppah. You can count it for a minion. You know, these things, most of the Shein HaMod, you can count it for a minion. Because why would a guy lie, I mean, to be part of a minion? Like, why should he lie, I mean? But if a guy wants to get married and he says he's Jewish, you know, even in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut, you have to get to the Tzravakut, to the, that you're Jewish, you have to get a proof that you're Jewish. And that's the halacha. Just because a guy says he's Jewish, you believe you count it for a minyan or whatever, you give him an aliyah, but you can't say, I can do a chasana for him, unless if he brings a proof that he's talking Jewish. And over here, this is the machleik. Dumar wants to say, the argument between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, if the guy says he's a Kohen, and they're saying on each other, the other one's a Kohen, are they allowed to eat truma or not? And the Chachamim hold yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. So the Gemara explains, because the Chachamim hold, from the fact that a guy eats truma, we're not going to let him work in the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't care if he eats truma. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If a guy eats truma, he's going to be allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and that we can't do without two kosher witnesses. Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. There's a lot of interesting questions about now lineage of Christ. Just interesting Gemara. Iboyelu, the Gemara says like this. This is really a new question. Somebody is called a Kohen in a document. Is it enough to make him work in the Beis HaMikdash? In other words, is he a Kohen Meyuchas? Is he a kosher Kohen? For yichus, for marriage, for working in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says like this, 1 minute. Hey Chidami, what case are you talking about? If you tell me the case is, ani playing Kohen Chasamti 8. I, so-and-so Kohen, signed as a witness. That's what it says. A guy said, or in simple English, he says, Reuven ben Shimon HaKohen. 8. Yeah? So Gemara says, Manko Masino, who's testifying that he's a Kohen? Because the guy says himself he's a Kohen, he's not believed. In other words, says, what do you mean if there's a document that says the word Kohen in it? Do we believe him that he's a Kohen or not? So Gemara says, if he signs his name Reuven ben Shimon, HaKohen, Aid, so Gemara says, who's testifying he's a Kohen? He's saying on himself he's a Kohen. It's not enough. So it says, Tzricha d'ksiv bei, it says like this, Ani pleini Kohen, I so-and-so a Kohen, Levisi manem a pleini. The guy says like this, it's very interesting. Reuven borrows money from Shimon. Okay, so he writes a document. I, Reuven, borrowed money from Shimon. Right? And then you have two witnesses sign it. But Reuven writes like this. Me, Reuven the Kohen, borrowed $100 from Shimon. And now you have two witnesses signing. So the Gemara asks a very interesting question. Are the witnesses testifying on everything said in the document or just on the loan? When witnesses sign, Avram and Yitzchak are signing the document. Yeah? But in the document it says, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, right? But he writes, Reuven the Kohen on himself. Reuven the Kohen borrowed $100 from Shimon. Now Avram and Yitzchok signed the document as witnesses. Are they testifying and every single part of the document or just on the loan?
Really.
1 minute. If they're testifying only on the loan, so then the guy's not a Kohen. How do you know he's a Kohen? Just because he wrote the Kohen. But if you say they testify and everything in the document, so then they're testifying the guy's a Kohen too. So you have two witnesses that he's a Kohen. So this is the Gemara's question. When witness, and it's a general question by the way, when witnesses sign the document, are they testifying on the concept of the document or in every minute detail of the document?
Yeah, this question before.
With what?
This question, if someone they forgot and they remind him, they remind him, is the same thing, no?
No, I know what you're talking about.
The document's supposed to specify.
1 second. The witnesses see a document that they signed,
yes,
but they don't remember this story at all.
Yeah.
Okay? They say, yeah, this is my signature, but I don't remember that the loan happened. So then they're not believed. Unless if somebody reminds them, do you remember the loan? They say, oh yeah, now we remember. Correct? Why? Because the Gemara says they're testifying on the information of the document, not on the signatures. But over here it's different. The question is, what in the document are they testifying on? Are they testifying on the loan? Between me and you. If I see a loan document, a Reuven borrowed from Shimon, okay, what am I signing my name on? That he borrowed the money. What are you, I'm signing that he's a Kohen? You're a witness on the Ksuba. Just think about it. You're a witness on the Ksuba. Yeah? The Rav wrote, Reuven ben Yaakov a Kohen, to whatever, yeah? When you sign your name as a witness, what are you testifying? That the guy's a Kohen?
You don't even know if he's going.
Right. You're testifying that the Ksuba is a binding legal obligation of the husband to the wife. You're thinking about that the guy's a Kohen. 1 minute. No, I have to first do an investigation if the guy's really a Kohen or not. Normal, by the way, it's very interesting because most normal people are only signing about what the document is telling us. The document is not here to prove the guy's a Kohen or not. You know, if the document is proving a guy's a Kohen, you sign your name, yeah, then you're testifying that the guy's a Kohen. But this is Gemara's question. Let's see it inside. So he says like this. He's speaking, the guy writes, Ani pleini Kohen Levisi, Manim a pleini. I, a Kohen, Reuven the Kohen, borrowed $100 from somebody. The Chasim Musadi and the two witnesses signed. So the question is, my Amon the Bishtar Kamasidi, are they only testifying about the loan, or Dilma Kula Milsa? They're signing everything on the document. So the question is, what's the halacha? So Gemara says, Ravuna v'Rav Chista. Ravuna and Rav Chista are arguing. Okay? What's the argument? Chadama one says, Ma'alin. We do elevate him from the document to work in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning they testify on everything of the document. The Chadama, the other opinion says, Ein Mailin. We don't make him a Kohen because they're only testifying on the man. Daloch is, by the way, like the opinion says, Ein Mailin. He can't become a Kohen from it. Because Daloch is the testifying on the general statement of the document. In other words, the testifying on the date, the important things in the document about the loan, the date, the amount, the people who borrowed from whom, right? That's the testifying on. But a guy's a Kohen or whatever, I mean, like, that's not what they're testifying on. What did you want to say?
Well, I was saying that when a document has details and people who are signing on a document are testifying to the detail of the document.
But that's the Gemara's question. Every detail of the document or the general concept of the document?
Well, the whole point of a document is to specify the details. So I would assume that it should be for the entire detail of the document. I mean,
even if the guy's a Kohen or not, that's a side issue. What happened if the loan document didn't write a Kohen at all? Kosher. Right? Even halachically, but the Evid, a ksuba, even a get, the guy was a kohen or a levi, you didn't write it, but the evidence is kosher. So in other words, it's not an important part of the document that the witnesses are going to be testifying on. The witnesses are not there to testify if the guy's a kohen or not. To testify, to say, this is what the loan was. The amount and the date and who the people were, and that's it. Now starts another question. If a kohen does birchat kohanim, is that enough of a proof that he could work on the Beis HaMikdash? Same question.
Do you need proof?
One second. Ibari lahu, the question the Gemara asked, Mao lahalas minasiyas kapayim liyuchsin. If a guy does birchas kohanim, can we put him into the, that he's kosher kohen? Okay? So he says like this. Now, before we ask the question, from Truma to Yuchsin, do we let him or not? And we said that's the machlekes, the Chacham and Rabbanan. Is this question according to each of the people, both the people, whatever? The Gemara says like this. And the Gemara is going to explain it. Tibari Lamando Amit, it's a question even according to the opinion that says, Mailer Mitruma Liyuchsin, that from Truma, we do, if he eats Truma, he could go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's still a question if that applies to Duchnen or not, Birchus Kohanim. But Tibari Lamando Amit, it's also a question even according to the opinion that says he cannot go from Truma to the Beis HaMikdash, maybe Birchus Kohanim, you could go. And the Gemara explains, what's the question? Because it says like this. The opinion that says, from Truma, the guy could work in the Beis HaMikdash, I would think eating Truma is enough of a proof. Why? Because Davain Misahu, it's punishable by death. If a Yisrael eats Truma, right? The punishment is death in the B'chai Misahu De Shemaim.
People knew that. Though.
And people knew it. So a guy is not going to go around eating Truma. So if he's eating Truma, he probably knows 100% sure that he's a kohen. So therefore, that opinion says, if a guy eats truma, it's enough of a proof that he should go work in the Beis HaMikdash. Avo, birchas kohanim, nesias kapayim, the isir asay, it's only a positive mitzvah transgressing. I'll explain in a second. Loi, no, meaning like this. If a non-kohen duchens, he's transgressing a positive mitzvah of the Torah. Because the Torah says, Kayanim have to duchen. Which means, if you're not a Kayan, it's not a negative commandment. The Torah doesn't say, if you're not a Kayan, you're not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. The Torah says, Kayanim have to duchen. And so if you're not a Kayan, you're transgressing the positive mitzvah that says, Kayanim have to duchen. Then you're not a kohen. But it's not such a terrible sin. So guy thinks, big deal, I'm not a kohen, I'll duchen anyway.
Because a bracha to Klai Yisrael, everyone well, give a bracha to everybody else.
Yeah, but you're making a bracha with everything else. And the same question is, Tiboy Laman Di Omer Ein Mailin. Then you could say the other way. Even if you hold, you cannot go from Truma to Beis HaMikdash, maybe in the Nesias Kapayim to Beis HaMikdash you could. Why? So it's like this. Because Truma misachle bitzino. Truma is eaten privately. Nobody sees what you're eating. So maybe a guy will say, listen, I'll be a kohen to eat Truma. Nobody's going to catch me. It says, Avon nesiyim de farhesya, but birchas kohenim is public. Everybody sees you going up. Ilav kohenu. If he's not a kohen, the guy's not going to go up. Because everybody's going to scream at you, you're a liar, you're not a kohen, they're going to embarrass him. If a guy goes up to Nesias Kapayim, he's not going to go up if he's not a kohen. Because people who know him and say, "What? You're not a kohen, why are you going to Duchen?" Right? But Truma, the guy eats privately. It's like, who knows what you're doing?
Even if it's not private, how can you tell if it is Truma or not Truma? It doesn't have a rule, right?
It doesn't have a sign on it.
That's what he says. It's all, that's what the Gemara means also, Bitsina. It's not, how are you going to know if it's Truma? A guy eats it. He eats it. He might not be afraid of death, but he's afraid of being embarrassed by people. So this is the Gemara's question. First, there's a question, Do you go from Truma to Beis HaMikdash or not? And the Gemara said there was an argument Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Then the Gemara went from documents to Beis HaMikdash. Then it went from Truma to Beis HaMikdash. Okay? And I mean, from Birchus Kainim to this. So the Gemara, what's the answer? Again, the same thing. Rav Chista and Rav Avina, same argument. Rav Chista and Rav Avina. Before was Rav Chista, Rav Huna and Rav Chista. This is Rav Chista and Rav Avina. Chad Omer Mailin, one says you do go up from Birchus Kainim to let him work in the Beis HaMikdash. But Chad Omer Ein Mailin, we don't elevate him. The halacha, by the way, is again Ein Mailin. Halacha is Ein Mailin. We don't go up like that.
Well, what is the logic of the question? Usually, from the minor, we cannot assume the bigger one.
The question is, what's minor, what's major here?
We don't know.
Truma, because it's chi of misa, yeah. The Chachamim hold, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if the guy eats Truma, we're going to let him go to the Beis HaMikdash. Chachamim say no. Just because he eats Truma doesn't make him a Kohen, because, no, like it's what it says here, he's doing it privately. Right? People don't care about sinning privately. You know, they say the sin of stealing is getting caught. not the stealing, the sin is getting caught, right? For a joke, dude. The sin of stealing is to get caught. A guy who's not a Kohen, can you imagine, a guy you know is not a Kohen, and they go to your shul, and he's going to go up Yom Tov and do Berachas Kohenim. I mean, everybody's going to say, what are you crazy? What are you doing? Huh?
It's embarrassing. Probably.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. The guy's not going to want to do it. So if a guy does it, that means he knows without any doubt that he's a Kohen. So if he knows without any doubt he's a Kohen, we're going to let him do work in the Beis HaMikdash.
Well,
but Truma, the guy's eating privately. Well, you know.
At least he thinks it's a Kohen.
He thinks it's a Kohen. So in fact, the Gemara says like this. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Kol Rav. So now, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok asked Rav the same question we just discussed. He said, Ma'u la'alos min asiyas kapayim li'yuchsin. Do we let a guy go from Duchanin, Birchus Kainim, to Beis HaMikdash? Amalei, that's the plukta Rav Chista Rav Avina. We just said that's an argument. Rav Avina. So he said, yeah, but my question is, Hilcha Samai, what's the halacha? Yes or no? So he said, Amalei, I know Masnita Yadan, I know a Braisa. It says, Rabbi Yisi says like this, G'day l'chazaka, a chazaka is so powerful. Okay? That means, chazaka is so strong. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Because it says like this, Memrei akayanim, b'nei chavya b'nei akayitz, b'nei barzila sheloka, b'nei barzila gilodi isha v'yikra shumam. Means like this, the children of the kayanim, the children of Aviyah, the children of Ahakots, the children of Barzili, who took a wife from the daughters of Barzili, the girl became known by the name. Eila bikshuk savam hamisyachsim. They each one of them looked for their records, for their genealogical records. They couldn't find them, and they were disqualified from the Beis HaMikdash from working. Yeah. Vayemar Tisha Lahem, and Tisha said to them, L'yeichu mikedesh hakadoshim, you're not allowed to eat from the Holy of Holies. Adam made a kain, Lord of Vitumim, until the kain asks in the order of Vitumim if they're kainim or not. Okay? Basically, he says they cannot eat until Mashiach comes. Because in the second Beis HaMikdash, there's no order of Vitumim. So this Tashia, who was Nehemiah, by the way, his name, they called him over here Hatirsha. But Hatirsha, it says, was Nehemiah. The Navi Nehemiah. So Nehemiah said, because it's questionable, they cannot eat Truma until Mashiach comes. They cannot be Kohen. Amar Lahem, so he said like this. Arei atem b'cheskaschem. He says, you still have a chazaka though. What type of food did you eat before they went up to build the second base of Migdosh? Bekotchi gvul, meaning only things of truma. Avkam bekotchi gvul, you continue eating truma. But you can't work and eat kodesh hakodashim. Okay, now it sounds like this. What happened over here was, these kohanim were doing all the avodas of kohanim. And they were told, okay, that they were questionable if they're kohanim or not. It became a shaila under if they're kohanim or not. Now, you have to understand what happened was like this. The Jews were in Bavel. They had still had truma in Bavel. Okay, in that time they had truma in Bavel. But there was no Beis HaMikdash to work at. Correct? There was no Beis HaMikdash. Then they went Nehemiah went to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Ezra and Nehemiah, they all went up to build the second Beis HaMikdash. So now the question is, can those families work as Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash? So Nehemiah said to them, you cannot. Okay? And then Nehemiah continued. In Bavel, you had a chazaka being kohanim, and therefore you ate truma in Bavel. That chazaka will remain, so now you could eat truma. But to work in the Beis HaMikdash that you did not have a chazaka yet of doing, because there was no Beis HaMikdash in Bavel, that you're not allowed to do. Okay, this is the middle of the conversation that's going on. So he says, V'isal kadai tochmai l'minasiyas kapayim l'yuchsin. So he says, if you're going to say that from Duchenin you allow a guy to work in the base of Migdosh, yeah, Haini, Kiv and the Parsia die, if they were spreading their hands, meaning they would do Birchas Kohanim, they would be elevated to the base of Migdosh anyway. Meaning like this.
Well, they're already benching, so why not put it like this?
So he said no. He said you could eat Truma. These guys were also doing Birchas Kohanim. Now, if you go from Birchas Kohanim to work in the Beis HaMikdash, these guys are going to work in the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, you can't. That means, even though these guys were doing Birchas Kohanim, because in Bavel they did Birchas Kohanim, because they ate Truma. This family in Bavel ate Truma. That's what Nehemiah said to them. You ate truma in Bavel, you can continue eating truma here. If they eat truma in Bavel, that means they were looked upon as kohanim. That means they did Birchas Kohanim in Bavel. These guys, the family. Now, if you tell me you're going to go from Birchas Kohanim to work in the Beis HaMikdash, so you know what's going to happen? Why did you forbid them to eat korbanis? Nehemiah said to them, you can't work in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't work. But if they did Birchas Kohanim, they're going to anyway go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Right. So from here you see that you don't go just because they did Birchas Kohanim and Truma, you don't let them go to work in the Beis HaMikdash.
So what constitutes them as Kohanim if it's not that? Truma and...
Because they have a Chazaka until now being Kohanim. That's the din. What happens if a guy was a kohen the whole time? We know he's a kohen, and then somebody questions it.
So with all question,
halachically, until now the guy's a chazaka of being a kohen, he could be continue being so.
Were they questioned in Bavel about being
kohen? Yeah, he said to them that family was questionable because they looked for their genealogical records,
right,
and they couldn't find them.
Oh,
so now there became a question on them. So Nehemiah said to them, okay, status quo we're going to keep. You ate truma, you can eat truma. You did Birchas Kohanim, you did Birchas Kohanim. Okay? But you can't eat korbanos. You can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, if we hold that from Birchas Kohanim, you can go up to work in the Beis HaMikdash, what did he accomplish over here? They're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to work in the Beis HaMikdash anyway, because they were doing Birchas Kohanim. From here you see that just because they did Birchas Kohanim does not give them permission to work in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the last question. If a Kohen does Birchas Kohenim, can he work in a Beis HaMikdash? So he's bringing a proof on this Braisa that you can't. Because if they were going to go from Birchas Kohenim to work in a Beis HaMikdash, what did Nechamia tell them? You can't work in a Beis HaMikdash. They're going to go work in a Beis HaMikdash anyway. So the Gemara answers here is different. Shani Hocha, the Rea Chazkayo. Over here is a difference because their Chazaka became flawed. In other words, those guys, because they looked for their papers and couldn't find them, and it was public knowledge, so everybody already knew they were questionable Kohanim. It was public knowledge. Therefore, just because they did Birchas Kohanim, everybody is not going to let him work in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's known. But maybe on a guy that is doing Birchas Kohanim, and nobody questions it, maybe he could work in the Beis HaMikdash. He's trying to prove from this Braisa, that you see from the Braisa, that just because he did Birchas Kohanim, they were still not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Because he said, you can't work in a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara said, but over there is different. Because their chazaka being a Kohen was questioned. But how do you know a normal guy that does Birchas Kohanim every Yom Tov, every day, whatever, yeah? How do you know he can't work in a Beis HaMikdash? Nobody's questioning his kohunership. So maybe he could.
Going back a little bit, you said that eating truma, since it's not in public, then it's not...
Well, a guy might eat it anyway, even though he wasn't allowed to.
But where did he get it from? He must have got it from somebody that is not is in public. He got the truma from somebody.
He could have gotten it from a coin and paid him money for it.
Okay, and Kohen, why did
Kohen
get
a Kohen is allowed to sell Truma to another Kohen.
I know, but that indicates that...
And it's sold for cheap, by the way. Because well, they can't eat so much Truma. So the guy who said... No, let me ask you a question. A guy comes to a Kohen. You have Truma, let's say you're a Kohen, you have Truma, yeah? I come to you and say, listen, I'm a Kohen, sell me some Truma. Are you mukhayif to check?
No, but you could say the same thing if somebody goes to Dukhan. Somebody knows he's a Kohen and he's selling him his truma.
Right.
Which means it's already public. Unless he stole the truma or he got it some other way.
It could be any way he got it. They would, he would get it. They could get anything else in the black market. The guy's dying to prove he's a Kohen.
A Kohen can eat non-truma.
Sure.
So maybe what he's eating at that point is just eating.
No, he's saying I'm eating truma. We know that it's truma. He's given to truma. He's eating. So that's what we know. Okay. You can